In today's world, technology is advancing at a rapid pace, bringing about once unimaginable changes. Things like video calls, smartphones, and social media are now part of our everyday lives. These advancements are breaking down barriers between countries, leading us toward a single global economy. As trade borders fade away, people are finding new ways to work, shop, and connect online. With the rise of technology, physical office spaces are becoming less important. Many jobs can now be done remotely, from anywhere with an internet connection and a computer. The COVID-19 pandemic has only accelerated this trend, showing us that many people can work effectively without being tied to a specific location. Three big changes are shaking up how we work: globalization, remote work, and better technology. These changes point to a big shift happening by 2040. Instead of just hiring locally, businesses will tap into a worldwide pool of workers. Imagine this: a company in New York needing an accountant could easily hire someone equally skilled from the Philippines and for way less money. While many Fortune 500 companies enlist workers from abroad, this practice sparks discontent among some. They argue it lacks patriotism and unsettles small business proprietors. Presently, enterprises can manage without outsourcing, but soon it will become indispensable for maintaining competitiveness. Failure to adopt outsourcing will result in losing ground to rivals. Internet equalizes job access worldwide. In the past, most people worked close to home, largely determined by where they were born. If you grew up in a big city in a wealthy country, you had better chances than those from poorer areas. Moving up in society was tough, especially if you were born into poverty in a developing nation. Rules, borders, and government policies made it even harder to move around. Advancing technology is leading to something huge: a vast global job market. Imagine this: about 8 billion individuals, all linked and eager to collaborate. Wherever you are, opportunities and jobs will be within reach. With the internet, all it takes is a laptop and Wi-Fi to participate. No longer is it necessary to be physically present in an office to accomplish tasks. Nowadays, it's all about staying connected online. This transformation sets the stage for outsourcing to soar. Outsource offers multiple benefits, including lower labor expenses. When you order takeout, you're hiring someone else to cook for you. You do the same when you take your car to a mechanic or call a handyman for household repairs. Even big companies do it. They hire specialists for tasks they're not experts in. For instance, an accounting firm wanting more publicity might hire a PR or advertising agency. Outsourcing, where you pass on tasks to others, has become a big part of our lives. Offshore staffing and outsourcing might sound similar, but they're different. Offshore staffing means hiring people from all over the world, while outsourcing is about getting specific services your company needs from other organizations. For instance, if you need accounting or tech support, you might outsource those tasks. For years, Western companies have been sending their manufacturing jobs to places like Japan, China, and Taiwan. That's why it's not common to see products labeled made in the USA anymore. While manufacturing has been outsourced for a while now, services haven't caught up as quickly. But as we shift more toward a digital economy, outsourcing services will become a bigger deal. In today's world, businesses are looking beyond borders for their workforce. Your company might decide to tap into this global pool of talent or not, but it's worth exploring the benefits it offers. 1. You could save up to 70% on labor costs, allowing you to expand your team without breaking the bank. 2. With the right tools and strategies, managing remote employees becomes as seamless as managing those in your office. 3. You have access to a staggering 8 billion potential employees, giving you a wide range of choices for any role you need to fill. 4. Whether you need specialists or entry-level workers, you can find the right fit for your team. 5. Offshore partners can help with tasks like compliance, freeing up your resources for core operations. 6. By reducing capital expenses and tapping into global talent, you can scale your team up or down as needed. 7. Leveraging specialized services and basic staffing from offshore sources can improve your overall operation. 8. Offshore options extend beyond just basic roles. You can find assistance for specialized needs like call center support. Smaller firms fear public backlash, delaying outsourcing. People have been worried about outsourcing for a long time. Back in 1779, during the Luddite Mutiny, folks got upset when machines started replacing hand-operated looms in England's textile industry. Outsourcing and offshoring are still hot-button issues today. Critics in the United States argue that offshoring steals jobs and money from locals. But the truth is that technology is a bigger threat to jobs than outsourcing. Some folks argue against offshoring because they think it exploits workers in other countries who get paid less than Americans. But offshoring can help lift people out of poverty in those nations. Critics also say that stuff made overseas is lower quality and workers aren't as productive. However, studies show that offshoring grows the job market and points to better tech and global trade. While big corporations have reaped huge benefits from outsourcing since the 1990s, smaller businesses have been slow to jump on board. Many SMEs are hesitant, fearing they might seem unpatriotic or that their competitors will catch on to their tactics. Yet, successful outsourcing remains a well-kept secret among those who have accepted it. Unfortunately, many company leaders only realize the advantages of outsourcing once they incorporate it into their daily operations. Discussing the idea of offshoring doesn't bring much value to employers. It's only when they put it into action that they truly understand its benefits. Offshore benefits the U.S. economy. In many Western countries, offshoring gets a bad rap. Critics link it with job cuts, low wages, and even slave labor, but these criticisms miss the mark. Economically strong nations like the US, UK, and Australia tend to oppose it more. You'd think they'd see developing nations as an opportunity for significantly discounted resources, but that's not always the case. Critics worry that moving jobs overseas hurts local employment. However, since the 1990s, outsourcing has boomed, yet unemployment rates dropped, salaries went up, and economies grew stronger, even during the pandemic. Recent rapid changes caused suffering for some, but overall, most people worldwide enjoy better job opportunities and lives. Outsourcing brings big savings for businesses. For instance, take a U.S. company. By sending work to places like the Philippines, they can cut staffing costs by a whopping 50% to 70%. But don't just chase the cheapest option. It's crucial to weigh the costs against the challenges when sending work offshore. Some think outsourcing is only for basic jobs. But you can find skilled workers for any task, just in a different place. Tailor outsourcing approaches to meet goals. If you are thinking about outsourcing, figure out what you want to achieve. Are you looking to save money, grow faster, or explore new opportunities? Once you've got your goals sorted, it's time to think about how hiring a team from another country could help you reach them. When it comes to offshoring, there are various ways it can benefit your team. 1. Individual hire. Start with one specialist, like an admin assistant or an accountant, before building a bigger team. 2. Support team. These workers help your existing teams without having their own goals. They can develop specialized skills over time. 3. Breakout team. If you need to tackle a new project, form a group of offshore workers to handle tasks like sales or exploring new markets. 4. Independent department. Offshore a whole function, like customer service, and give it its structure and management. 5. Leadership and strategic functions. You can even hire offshore staff for important roles, though they might not take your business to the next level. Newcomers to outsourcing often have high expectations but fail to realize the importance of fair compensation. They want skilled professionals with solid experience but aren't willing to pay fair wages, even to those working abroad. Let's create clear job descriptions with defined roles, basic requirements, our company's goals, growth opportunities, and specific details like salary range, hours, and holidays. Offshoring can save money, but being too stingy can hurt in the long run. Instead of going for the cheapest option, aim for quality. You'll still save a lot compared to hiring locally. Explore outsourcing cautiously before committing fully. Before you jump into outsourcing, it's smart to dip your toes in the water first. Outsourcing offers different ways to get the job done. Think of it like choosing the best fit for your needs. You can hire people full-time, part-time, or for short-term gigs. They could be temps, consultants, interns, contractors, or advisors. But starting with a solid team of full-timers is usually the way to go. Once you get the hang of outsourcing, you can mix and match your team and tasks depending on what's happening. When you're hiring for a website or any project, consider your goals. For short-term needs, go for agencies. But if you're in it for the long haul, pick one skilled person. Getting new folks on board is tough, so take time to connect and lay out your plans. Avoid juggling too many outsourced workers early on, it just adds to the hassle and risks. Optimal efficiency, evaluate outsourcing wisely. Outsourcing might sound like a great way to save money, but it's not always the best choice. If it messes up your company's flow or causes big problems, it might not be worth it. While saving cash is the main reason companies go for offshoring, they can't afford to sacrifice quality, productivity, or their work environment. Offshoring comes with its own set of issues. You'll be working with people in different time zones and cultures, which can make communication tricky. You probably won't even get to meet the folks you're working with. If outsourcing hampers your company's efficiency or causes unacceptable disruptions, it's probably not the right choice for you. Running a business is tough as it is. Outsourcing should ease your workload, not make it heavier. Key points. 1. Technology and globalization are changing how businesses work, so outsourcing is important to stay competitive. 2. Outsourcing saves money, lets you hire from anywhere, and helps your business grow. 3. Sending work to other countries can make the world economy better and help lift people out of poverty. 4. Make sure to customize how you outsource to match what your business needs, whether it's hiring one person or a whole team. 5. When you're thinking about outsourcing, take your time and think about both saving money and doing a good job. 6. It's important to describe the jobs clearly and pay people fairly when you're outsourcing. 7. Before you decide to outsource, think carefully about whether it will make your business work better or not.